Praise the Lord. When you come here, get connected. Who is the young man you saw me in the office a few minutes ago? Come. You came here for the first time. Praise God. Satan is very wicked. This young man get money. All of a sudden, until you reach which level?
Zero level.
This is somebody who don't buy motor for Reverend Father of his Catholic Church. This is somebody who don't. But as soon as he went to build his upstairs building for a village, amen. Something happened. Well, why I remember it? You came here for the first time when?
On Friday.
Yes. With nothing.
Yes.
Nothing. After the Friday vigil.
Something happened yesterday. A friend called me. I gave me 100,000.
Somebody just called him and dashed him 100,000 naira. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You didn't see any minister. Did you?
I didn't see.
You only came and prayed. That's why I'm making reference to him. He didn't meet anybody. He came in the atmosphere. And on Friday, we didn't pray, right? We praised God. We said, don't ask God for anything. Just dance because it's the first day of the month. And because the Bible says, praise God and the earth will yield her increase. Psalm 67. And the earth will yield her increase. And we praise God and God remembered him. From nowhere, somebody just call her, dash her 100,000 naira. You know, beg her more, you know, ask her more. Amen.
Amen.
That will be your portion.
Amen.
Just connect to the grace that is here. That's all. You will baptize today, Abi.
Yes, I will see on Thursday. We'll see on Thursday.
Baptism. Have you been baptized? We didn't talk about baptism on Friday.
I did in the Catholic Church.
For Catholic Church. Your problem is not the one you last Friday. All the thing we talk about water baptism. You know, better go and baptize.
I will.
The one you did for Catholic Church is wrong.
I accept.
It's not according to Bible. We proved it now. So all the one where I talk last Friday, no enter your head.
I accept.
No, I understand the thing where they worry you in your mind today. And there is wrong baptism. And there is correct baptism. There is spirit of error. And there is spirit of truth. God is looking for worshippers that worship in spirit and in truth. Thank you, sir. Go and sit down.
Thank you.
Your time has come. Now, if the Catholic Church baptism you did, it's wrong. You know why I'm laughing? Somebody listened to this thing I'm saying yesterday on our television broadcast and sent me a text that he loves our teaching here so much. Maybe you are hearing me now. He said, but the only problem is that I call names and that I criticize churches. I should not do that. Praise the Lord. Please, if you are offended, forgive me. Forgive me. Praise the Lord. Please, forgive me. But, don't look at, say I am criticizing. The problem with us is that Christians are not sincere. You can see other people when they are doing something wrong. You will say it confidently. But when it comes to your own pastor, then you will talk one kind. You are not sincere. And some of you respect your pastors more than you respect Jesus Christ. You fear your pastor more than you fear God. You are an idolater. Anyone that reveres a human being, a sinner saved by God, to the level that you are afraid to point his error out, you are an idolater. And I'm not an idolater, and I'm not afraid of anybody. The Spirit of God upon me is a spirit of boldness. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Instead of you to repent, tell your pastor to repent. In fact, I don't only say, I have a tract that I titled it, Warn Your Pastor. But warn your pastor to stop messing up with the Christian faith. There you are. You are in a church for how many years now? You have not been baptized. Somebody may be sitting down here or you are hearing me. 4 years inside church, you never baptized. But faithfully you pay your tithes. They remind you to pay tithes, but they don't remind you to go and baptize. They are after your pocket, not your soul. It is where their interest is, they will concentrate. We here, we are after your soul. And there is no way I can make you understand what I am saying until I put down the chips. Tell you this is where you are. This is where you are. You are thinking where you are is going. You are going to heaven from there. You are not going to heaven. Nothing, because God, there is no church that is a gateway to heaven. The gateway to heaven is the truth. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And there is no church that God has chosen as his place of worship. Praise the Lord. We are all a gathering of believers fellowshipping together. For where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there. And let me tell you, there is no name of any church that is registered in heaven. There is no redeem in heaven. No Catholic. You will go there and look for Catholic church in heaven, you will not see anything. The only church you will see will be the bride of Jesus Christ. Those he came and shed his blood for. Those who believed. And who are those that believe? They are those that responded to what the gospel says. In Acts chapter 2 verse 38. Repent. Those who have repented. And be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. For the remission of your sins. And ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Which is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Which is eternal life. Any other thing after that, amen. Different from this, you will never go to heaven. No sinner will go to heaven. And if you have not baptized, your sin is still upon you. But anytime I pray, God answers. Even God gives unbeliever his gift. And they operate the anointing. But to receive the gift, to receive prayer to your answer is one thing. To go to heaven is another. So you have to understand this. Those of you who get angry because I mentioned that your church is wrong. The way I am saying it now, some of those churches have started correcting some of their errors. I'm telling you. Some of them have started correcting. Some of those pastors now, they have told their women to stop wearing trousers to the church. Before they say it doesn't matter, until we went on air in our own channel to say it matters. And we proved it. It matters. Abomination is abomination. What God call abomination, let no pastor say it doesn't matter. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We've been exposing false prophets who make merchandise of the gospel. Some of you now, you come here, you see us freely. There are some of these juggernaut pastors that do, before you see them, you will feel from and pay. You pay directly or indirectly. Some of them, you have to buy their water. 5,000 naira. This is why they do free for here. So we are using it to punch the nonsense they are doing there. Yes, now. Anointing for sale. It's anointing for sale now. If I do anything, I say it's better anointing. Come and pay and collect it. What is that? God will judge all of them one by one. Because the Bible says, freely we receive. Freely we give. Why are they selling anointing? Sell handkerchief. Sell anointing oil. Sell compulsory. You must buy something from there before they attend to you. And you say we should not talk. When we talk and mention their name. One of the places they sell anointing is TB Joshua. He's wrong. very, very wrong. Praise the Lord. Bible says that a woman should not pastor a church. Then your Jew is anointing his wife and then you say I should not talk over it. I will talk. It is wrong to ordain a woman to be a pastor. It is wrong. It's in the Bible. I'm not the one saying it. It's in the Bible. Let them come and meet me with Bible and prove that I am wrong. They can't. They can't. Some of you are in family businesses and you think that you are in the Church of Jesus Christ. When I was passing along the expressway, a big church there, the signboard there, now the Jew and his wife picture, signboard. Who are you advertising? Advertise the Jew, advertise Jesus. Whose business is it? Is it Jesus' business or that Jew, the bishop, archbishop business? If you honor the business, now you go advertise now. So that church is certainly not the Church of Jesus Christ. It is their family church. And that is the reason why you cannot see the flow of the Spirit like you see in this church. Where I finish my own now, a prophet will come and collect. That prophet is not my picking. It's not even from my village. It's not even speaking the central. Abi, Ogwajo, where you come from? Somewhere for Edo? Eh? Amarachi, are you my daughter? Eh? I know you before. You are from Umuze. I'm from Akwanga. Eh? You are from this one, Ogwaje. Eh? Praise God. But it is the fivefold ministry. According to the Bible. Some pastors, some prophets, some evangelists, some teachers, and some, apostles. That is a true church. Not the one that if you have any gift, pastor will say, you know, me and you, we cannot stay here. Because I'm afraid that you will soon carry his members and go. Nothing like that. Praise the Lord. So I'm talking about water baptism. If your church is not doing it according to the Bible, then go and correct it. After all, we don't even have register where you will put your name after baptism. Neither are we giving you certificate. It's between you and God. We'll only show you the right way to have a relationship with your God. Now I'm going to offend some people now. As I mentioned their church now. Now, redeem baptizes wrongly. Mountain of fire baptizes wrongly. Assemblies of God baptizes wrongly. Praise the Lord. Assemblies of God. They are fighting left and right. The center cannot hold. Things are falling apart. Praise the Lord. Catholic Church started the error. Sele, out of the way. Who again? First Square, wrong baptism. Deeper Life, wrong baptism. I saw a text today by somebody who watched our program and said, why did I say choosing baptizes wrongly? Now, and then he says, this is how they baptize in choosing. That they baptize, they will bring you they will take you inside the water by immersion. They will say, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. And put you inside the water and come out. Praise the Lord. I know what it is all about. Praise God. I know what it is all about. They are not baptizing by revelation. They are doing the things that we are doing here. That's attracting people so that their people will not leave and come here. They say now in Jesus' name, Father, Son, Holy Ghost. We have settled Trinity. Now the one we bride they talk about in Jesus' name. So you have no need to go there. That is the church. That's the thing they are doing there. We know better. If you are baptizing by revelation, they say, baptize in the name of the Father, you will ask for the name of the Father. and of the Son. Then you will go in the name of the Son. You will look for the name of the Son. What is the name of the Son? So to baptize in the name of the Son is to baptize in which name? Is it to take you and baptize you in the name of the Son in Jesus' name? You are baptizing without revelation. Praise God. We know what the game is. Since we enter here, anything we do, they will start to do it. When we put signboard, they brought a bigger one, put in front, cover our own. I'm telling you, that's the truth. That's how carnal somebody can get to and still claim he's going to heaven at last. So nothing like that. We know them. Praise the Lord. Everything we do, they know they do vigil before. They don't start. Praise the Lord. That lets me know, certainly, there is Ishmael and Isaac by the same father. Praise the Lord. There are wheat and tares in the same church. There's Cain and Abel from the same womb of Mary, Eve. There is sheep and goat, all in the church of Jesus Christ. Now, I'm not calling anybody good, but I'm saying by their fruit you will know them. Praise the Lord. For many are called, few are. If you are among choosing, let me see you. You are choosing. We are choosing. I'm choosing. I am choosing. Put down your hand. Hallelujah. If you are redeemed of the Lord, can I see your hand up? We are redeemed. We are redeemed. Eh? Are we redeemed? Are we redeemed? Now, if you are from Assemblies of God children, are we not an Assembly of God children? Let me say Assemblies of God to people. Oh, Catholic means universal. If you are from Catholic Church, Universal Church of Jesus Christ, Catholic, can I see your hand? That's the meaning of Catholic. So, we are Catholic. If you have been baptized correctly, you are a Baptist. Can I see Baptist people? Baptist, Baptist. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And we are winners. How many people are winners here? Oh, glory be to God. Are we not winners? And celestial church means heavenly church. Can I see celestial people here? Oh yes, heavenly church. Heavenly church. We are celestial. And if we believe in prayer, Allah Dura. How many people believe in prayer? Watch and pray. How many people are prayerful here? We are Allah Dura. Allah Dura. If they have caged you in your church so that you will not use your gift, get out of that place. I have preached the danger in it. Every gift God gave you, you will stand before God to tell him what you did with that gift. Then you will tell them, in my church, they did not allow us to operate. You better get out of that place. That is your call. Your gift determines your call, not the school of theology you went to. The school of theology, God call you, doesn't send anybody to Bible school. When God call you, he will anoint you in the area he has called you into. So all this idea about going to Bible school, I don't go Bible school. And I teach people who get doctorate degree in theology, simple water baptism. So you know that it is not theology. It is God's sovereign call. And when he calls you, he is the teacher. He will teach you all things. The Bible says so. So he's still teaching me now. Eh? Pastor Thomas. Eh? Is Pastor Thomas there? Eh? Pastor Thomas, which day I tell you what Jesus teach me? Eh? For Bible, in the book of Esther.
That was on Thursday.
You shouted. You shouted on the phone. You say, this Bible deep.
Yes, sir. Yes,
Because I was sitting down there and he ministered something. I jump up, I open the Bible and I look at it again. I was so excited. I climb upstairs to my wife. I say, come and see something. I just see. Na.
We have been misplacing this.
And then we have been misplacing that scripture. Until God came down and taught us correctly.
It's a rhema.
So who teach me that one? Bible school? Theology? The great teacher himself. That was in me. He was the one that quickened me to it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Go and baptize. We are here today. for healing and deliverance. The accuser of the brethren must not accuse you of anything. Praise the Lord. Water baptism is by immersion. If you sprinkle it on you, it is wrong. It's wrong. Infant baptism is wrong. And why I call those names, all those big churches that have very respectable men of God. Praise the Lord.